A federal judge recently ordered the state to better publicize the photo ID requirement in effect for next Tuesday's election. Elections Commission Administrator Michael Haas urges people without an already accepted ID, like a driver's license, to visit a Division of Motor Vehicles office.
Just bring whatever identifying documents you have, like a birth certificate and proof of your current address. But if you do not have those documents, DMV will still give you a document that you can use to vote on November 8th.
Haas also says if you show up to vote on Election Day without a photo ID, you can still cast a provisional ballot that'll be counted if you bring an acceptable ID to the local clerk's office by November 11th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.